from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Monday, December 12th. Coming up, today we're remembering State Senator Scott Bennett, who died Friday at the age of 45 from a stroke caused by a large brain tumor. We'll have more on that story coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker has directed public schools and state and local government facilities to lower flags to half staff in memory of Senator Bennett. In 2021, Bennett talked about police treatment of African Americans and the rise of gun violence on Illinois Public Media's 21st show. Bennett, a former prosecutor, said it was a learning process for him to understand that many African Americans did not experience the fair treatment by police that he had come to expect while growing up in downstate Illinois. He said good police-community relations were key to controlling gun violence.
I think there is an element to, if people have respect for their law enforcement and they see there's a law enforcement presence around, they're less likely to do certain crimes. But, I mean, there's 14,000 police officers in Chicago. The shortage of officers is arguably not the reason there's gun violence.
Bennett is survived by his wife, Stacy, and two children. Funeral arrangements are pending. The Urbana Police Department is adopting a new program to train officers how to step in when they see misconduct. Illinois student newsroom reporter Ariel Edwards has more.
The Active Bystander for Law Enforcement Project was created by Georgetown University Law Center's Innovative Policing Program with a goal of reaching police departments around the country. UPD Interim Chief Richard Searles said in an email that he is excited and hopeful that the program will reduce misconduct and mistakes among officers. Nikhil Among, a University of Illinois Urbana student, says he has had negative encounters with police. Among says the program is a step in the right direction, but he isn't sure it will be enough.
I think it's a really good idea. It has the potential to do a lot of good. And I say potential because it's really up to how the officers themselves implement it and how they feel about it. You know, if the project is implemented and they all just kind of take it lightly, then there won't really be any change.
I'm Ariel Edwards, Illinois Student Newsroom.
UPD Interim Chief Searles says this new type of instructor training will begin in February. All last week, a helicopter hauling a huge antenna flew over rural Champaign County. It was gathering data on underground formations, which will be used to make a precise map of the Mahomet Aquifer. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
A helicopter flies over the Frasca Field Airport in Urbana, dwarfed by a giant antenna weighing more than half a ton. It's making, in effect, an MRI of the Mahomet Aquifer to determine the exact boundaries of east-central Illinois' principal water supply. Champaign County provided federal funds for the project. Geologist Jason Thomason with the Illinois State Geological Survey says they hope to find funding to map the rest of the aquifer in its 14 other counties.
We're lucky enough that Champaign County was willing to invest in this, and we're going to try to use that as a way of showing people that it works and try to leverage more money from other resources.
Thomason says a precise map of the entire Mahomet Aquifer will help them determine how the aquifer's water supply is holding up. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
The Illinois women's basketball team improved to 9-2 this season with a 65-63 win at Butler yesterday. Junior guard Makaira Cook led the Illini with 22 points. After the game, Cook said the team's defense was key on a day the offense got off to a slow start.
Defense is what we put our pride on. Coach Greenhart's defense, we know that defense wins games, defense travels. So maybe on a day like today when we had a slower start, our defense is what really won us this game.
Illinois led by as many as 15 points in the third quarter before the Bulldogs came back late. After a break for finals, the Illini will travel to Columbia, Missouri for the annual Bragging Rights matchup against the Tigers on Sunday. Still to come, more on the life of State Senator Scott Bennett of Champaign, who died Friday at the age of 45. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. This morning, we're remembering State Senator Scott Bennett of Champaign. The 45-year-old died Friday after briefly being hospitalized with a brain tumor. In August of last year, Bennett appeared on The 21st Show. He was interviewed by University of Illinois music professor Lamont Holden, who had written an article in the News Gazette about being black in America following the 2020 killing of George Floyd by a police officer. Bennett read the piece and reached out to Holden, and the two became friends. Today, we're sharing two excerpts from that interview. Holden started the conversation by referring to his piece and asking Bennett, a former prosecutor, about relations between African Americans and law enforcement.
The piece centers around my own fear of the police as a black citizen, and I know I'm not alone, right? So Senator Bennett, what do you say to African Americans in this district who fear law enforcement?
Well, I'm from a small town outside Champaign,
yeah.
A few thousand people. I knew all my police officers by name. So for me, a police interaction was always a very positive thing. Mm-hmm. What has been eye-opening to me is how many people with different experiences, different backgrounds, have a very different reaction to mm-hmm. police officers. Mm-hmm. I, for example, most of my cases as a prosecutor were small children that had been abused in some way. And so when I would get to know them and, you know, I would say, well, this is going on for months. Why didn't you tell your teacher? Why didn't you tell anybody? Often they would say to me, I was told not to talk to the police, or like, don't trust a police officer. And it was such a wow. Okay. You know, and because the first reaction to people with a different background is, well, you must have something illegal going on in your house or you wouldn't have that attitude.
Yeah.
The fact is that some people just, their experiences are just very different. The police and their communities act very differently. And from a very young age, you have a distrust of authority, particularly law enforcement.
Yeah.
So it's not only, oh, the police aren't here to help me. It's the police are here to do something that might put me in harm. That to me is not something that I can say that I've always known. And what I'm trying to do now is recognize my experience isn't everybody's experience, and to try to find some way that we can help bridge that gap. Because until we are able to figure out that part of the step, I don't know how you solve many of the, you know, whether it's gun violence or other crime issues that we face in our community, that we have everyone see those in law enforcement in a positive light.
Later in the interview, Bennett described his evolving view on recreational cannabis, which had become legal in Illinois just the year before.
Let's talk about cannabis. Which way did you vote on cannabis legalization and record expungement?
So I voted for the legalization of cannabis and for record expungement. As a prosecutor, when I came into the General Assembly, I was against it. And it's something that when people come to my office, I would just say, look, I'm from medical marijuana, but I don't think we should go all the way to legalization. And it took a long time to try to study it, to talk about the state. I talked to legislators in California and in Colorado and tried to see, like, all right, all the sky is going to fall stuff you read about. Is that what's happened where we've tried it? And ultimately, where I came down was that I couldn't delineate a big difference between alcohol and marijuana for adults.
Yeah.
That, you know, there is a social acceptability to somebody working a day and then going and sitting in a neighborhood bar and having a beer or having a cookout with their friends.
Right.
But it's a totally different thing if somebody wants to use cannabis, again, in the privacy of their own homes as adults. I think there's a racial component to that. There's yeah. also a generational component to that. I have teenage cousins in a nearby community, and I'd said to them, you know, when they were in high school, hey, look, I drank beer when I was in high school too. Just make sure you don't drive. And one of them said to me, like, I don't touch alcohol. It makes you sick, but I smoke marijuana every day.
Yeah.
I think there's a generational component too, that they would prefer to do that than alcohol. And yet we legally say it's totally fine as long as you're not getting in a car.
Right.
But marijuana, suddenly we're going to come and arrest large groups of people for arguably the same offense. And interestingly enough, most law enforcement officers were for it. They okay. would say to me, half of my interactions with the community are based on alcohol,
right.
but very few of them are based on cannabis.
That was State Senator and former prosecutor Scott Bennett speaking to guest host Lamont Holden on The 21st Show in 2021. Bennett died Friday at the age of 45. Funeral arrangements are pending. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with a high of 43 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Ariel Edwards, and The 21st Show. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.